Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Housewives of True Crime. Up in here.
If you are watching on YouTube, I am dressed to, I look like an advertisement actually for this damn movie. I'm going to see Barbie in like right after we are done recording.
Yeah, everybody's on the Barbie train, man. They have those live pop-ups everywhere. I see the, you know, everybody's taking pictures in front of the Barbie shit.
I know. I think they've spent a damn fortune advertising this because the movie theater out here is berserk. Like, it's got shit everywhere for Barbie. And so my girlfriends invited me to come and dress up. And so I got this lovely shirt on Amazon. Then I cut it up real cute, you know?
Yeah, you did. You guys are geeks like that. I like it. I got to tell you, I didn't play with Barbies as kids. I don't really fucking get it. I hope the movie is funny.
your kids didn't really either. You know what's funny is Kyla never did. And I have Barbies from my mom and from myself that I was like, I'm keeping them all. I even got these Juicy Couture Barbies back in the day before I had Kyla. And I was like, I'm going to keep them for her in the box. Did not want anything to do with Barbies.
Yeah, Kyla was one of those kids that like kept her toys in boxes. Yeah, it really pissed my girls off because they were like, she has dolls in boxes, mom. Can't we just, why doesn't she just give them to us? I was like, oh, get over it.
American Girl dolls too. I'm like, I hope I have a grandchild, that a girl grandchild that's going to love them all because I'm keeping them for her. Eventually. So what else has been going on in your world besides Barbie?
Well, you know, I'm happening, right?
You are now. Yeah.
So, last night was our anniversary. I know there's been a big build up to that. So,
well, actually on our Patreon episode, we talked about a little bit about how I gave Jeremiah an idea for your birthday gift.
Anniversary gift. Yeah, he didn't take it. He took someone else's advice.
Yeah, so I was a little bummed because I was picturing it all in my head. Mm-hmm.
Listen, what he got me is simple and pretty, and I love it.
And beautiful.
But maybe next time, Tab can push harder.
And you guys all know, I'm a little extra. So.
Yes, I'm just impressed. I think this is the first time he's ever gotten me a gift for our anniversary. So,
yeah, well,
ever.
15 years. It's good.
20 together. It's like pretty bananas.
Yeah, it is.
Last night we just ditched our kids and went to a restaurant down the street because we couldn't find a babysitter. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't get in to this place. So we walked a couple doors down to this other restaurant, and it was just so funny being there on my anniversary. Mm-hmm. This place is called Coastal Kitchen. It's all like nautical blue and beige. You know, they've got the big rope.
Sounds
things.
Like you.
Yeah. Listen, the crowd in Coastal Kitchen is like the over 40 crowd. It was like, look at us. It's just so weird. Like, I've been with my husband since we were kids. You know, we're like, We're all grown up. We are these old people eating at the Coastal Kitchen on a Wednesday.
It's a situation.
Yeah, it's a situation.
I was telling my girlfriend,
it doesn't feel real. It feels like something wrong. I'm like, let's go to Turks, the dive bar or something. Fuck, I can't be this old.
I agree. I was talking to my girlfriend today about some just women drama, right? And she was like, you are talking about women that are over 40, right? Because she's like, this sounds like a teenager. And I was like, well, I don't think they're 40 yet, but yes, close enough, right? So, I mean.
Oh, yeah. It never stops.
Time just goes by fast. And time goes by fast. So you still want to be at the dive bar. And as do I. Grouchy. I kind of like, I'm one of those people that I either want to be at the bougie bar or the dive bar, but not the in-between coastal kitchen.
Yes, exactly. And I hated that grandma. The meal was delicious. And it was like, this was so good. I see why everyone's here. It was like, I don't know. Can't be that old.
Good
anyways.
Wine, good people. Yeah.
All of it. Yeah. Good service. Yeah. Great. So tonight we are venturing a little farther. So we have a babysitter coming, and our regular babysitter is not that we regularly go out, but the one that has worked for us the last couple times, she's gone, and I'm a little scared. She's so good. Like, I had food delivered for them, and it came with onions on it. Up.
Oh, and she got the onions off before she
Not
gave
only
the kids.
Did she scrape the onions off. Yeah, she scraped the onions off. Then she went digging through my refrigerator, found more cheese to like cover up the flavor, put it in the oven.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's actually she's like a genius.
This one, who I'm sure is lovely. But, you know, she's a younger girl, and I texted her mom because I became friends with her mom and said, you know, what can I feed her? I'm thinking pizza or burgers. And she's like, well, she's allergic to cow protein and gluten. So I will feed her before she comes. And I'm like, oh, she's not scraping the onions off the burgers. Oh. No.
Oh, God. She sounds like me now. I'm allergic to cow protein.
To everything?
Too.
Yeah. I went to Whole Foods and I bought her some gluten-free snacks just so she doesn't get like hangry at my kids because they are annoying. Nice. Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah.
No, they're going to be fine. It's going to be good. All right. Are you ready for this week's episode?
Yeah. Get some.
Okay. Let's do it. Okay, so this week's episode is brought to us by listener Jessica Bowling.
Oh, thanks, Jessica.
Yes, did you see she emailed us? So hopefully you're not doing this case also.
I don't read the emails that much. That's the truth.
She wrote in. She's a newer listener. So thank you so much. And I'm glad she did because some of you don't email us. And you could email us at housewivesoftruecrime@gmail.com if you have a case suggestion. Also, I wanted to just let everybody know, if you haven't got enough of us, then check us out on Thursdays on Patreon or bonus if you listen on Apple. Grouchy does an extra crime every single month. And then weekly, we talk shop and give you the current events, which, by the way, the current event right now, Gretch, with this girl that went missing and showed up 2 days later, is turning out to be feeling like a Sherry Papini kind of situation.
Yes.
Have you been following?
I followed a little. I was deep in the world of Ruja Ignatova, who I'm going to tell you about next week. But I didn't want to comment right away. Until a little more information came out, because I saw what her parents had to say and they seemed to believe her. And so
I know,
you know,
I was the same way. So, I mean, my first thought was Sherry Papini. Then my second thought was like, I listen to too much crime. I do too much crime. I should not think she's a criminal. Then I'm wavering. So I do think within this week, we'll probably find out a lot more. And we will talk about it on Patreon. So if you guys want to hear it,
we will.
Check us out.
I am leaning to a Sherry Papini situation. I know. Which, you know, and honestly, girl, people make mistakes. People don't always tell the truth. My daughter just did it today. Sucks. Oh, no. But at least it didn't eat your heart out for like 4 years or whatever, like Sherry Pepini's. Like at least it's like you're going to deal with it and we're all going to move on and you're going to get on with the rest of your life.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Also, one more piece of business. Please tell your friends about us. We love growth and we love you guys. So if you love us, tell your friends. They'll love us too. Okay. So now on to their case. We are taking, or I am taking you back to the year of 2000. Y2K. You remember that
year? What? I sure do.
We were on the brink of computer extinction. Remember that? Everything was just going to go berserk. I do.
Yes. I went to Walmart, bought the water, all that shit. And then I went and partied my face off.
And what did you listen to?
We're going to party like it's 1999.
Yeah. The Prince song. Yes, mm-hmm. We all did it. And then it hit midnight and then we were in a new millennium and everything was just as it was. We, except for these two college kids, the year 2000 did not turn out the way that they probably had hoped. Me and you, Gretchy, on the other hand, we were at Outback and we were at Winchester's after Outback and we were parting our little booties off in Ventura.
Uh-huh. Word.
The kids I'm talking about, they lived in Pennsylvania in a county called York. It's a pretty small kind of area. There is a river running through it called the Susquehanna. And I hope I'm saying that right. You guys can all tell me if I'm not.
Sounds sexy, however you're saying it.
Yeah, it
does. Like
right?
Sex in Ohana.
Sex in Ohana.
Gets
sounds
out.
Like sex in Hawaii. That sounds actually awesome. Ah,
it's good. Okay. Trust me.
You were just there, so you do know.
I know.
Okay, so there's a bunch of townships all around. The township of Susquehanna is small. And via Wikipedia, there's just over 20,000 people that live there. And when I look at buying property, there's not much. So I don't really know if there's 20,000 total people living there, but maybe there is houses that you can buy for under $100,000. They look pretty run down and they look to be on the river's edge. However, if you go over to the other townships, there are higher priced homes, even some in the million plus dollars. So looks, I don't know, maybe that's just how Pennsylvania is. I'm not very familiar with Pennsylvania. So it was just the turn of the century on January 8th, 2000, when two 18-year-old freshman college kids were excited to be on their second date. Daniel Zapp and Danielle Keener. Danielle went by the name Danny, and Daniel went by the name Dan. I mean, how perfect, Dan and Danny. It's like sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Yeah. The two were really into each other and thought it was a perfect afternoon to take a stroll to the river, skip some stones, and just talk. As they were skipping some stones, a red beat-up truck pulled up next to them. A man got out of his truck with his Rottweiler, stumbled around, asked the two if they needed a ride. Dan and Danny thought really nothing of this guy. I mean, they thought it was weird that he was coming up and talking to them, but they just told him, no, we're good. The man hopped back into his truck like he was going to leave, but he didn't leave. He backed his truck around to corner these two teens. He then jumped out of his truck, and this time with a 9mm handgun. He told both of them to get into his car, and they did. Dan was begging this guy to just take whatever he wanted, his watch, his car keys. He told him he'd tell him where his car was. He could have it. But this guy, he was just erratic and crazy. He didn't want any of their belongings. He actually didn't seem to know what he wanted. According to 48 Hour episode, he was drunk and just driving around like a madman, talking and yelling. He eventually would say, well, now you've seen my face. What am I going to do? And the two, they begged for their life, telling him they would do anything just to live, just to let them go. They would do anything for this guy. At one point, he stopped down a desolate street right by the river again, not on the same like little path that they were on, but I don't know, still on this beautiful sounding river name. He got them both out of the truck. He started shooting his gun into the river, yelling things, being super erratic, shooting again and again in the river. With every shot, the two of them got more and more nervous that this guy would eventually have the nerve to shoot them. He finally looked at Danny and he said, and Danny is the girl, you know, he said, "You said you would do anything." Danielle knew exactly what this dirtbag was thinking, and she just lowered her head. He had this big, you know, his big bodyguard dog with him. So he basically stuck him on Dan so Dan couldn't move or do anything crazy while he raped Danielle. This man was a monster. And although Danielle meant that she would do anything to spare her life, this guy didn't care. After he was done assaulting Danielle, he told the two to walk to the river. Dan and Danielle clung to each other with every ounce of despair, praying to God and Jesus that they would have mercy on his souls, on their souls. They told each other they loved one another, and just as they said it, this monster fired his gun again. This time, it was right at Dan's head. Dan slumped forward with blood running through his head, and Danielle knew she was next. And she was. Danielle was shot in the face. He dragged both of their bodies to the icy cold river and just threw them in.
This is a real fucking upper. This one sucks. Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Not even a pause.
I told you.
Jeez Louise.
I told you.
Happy Monday, everybody. Okay.
I know. Okay. But listen, it gets better. I promise.
Can't wait.
I told you already that it was not going on Thursday on like last week's Patreon episode that it was kind of a downer.
Well, I guess I forgot. Okay.
You did. Mm-hmm. Okay. So listen, I think prayer is powerful sometimes. And in this instance, I think it was because by the grace of God or something bigger than ourselves, Danielle opened her eyes in the water. And when she did, she saw Dan.
Holy shit.
And mind you, they both weren't thrown in there at the same time. I mean, this guy is like pulling each one of them separately, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know how it happened. You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
This episode is sponsored by Astapro. Thanks, Astapro, for providing Tab and I with samples. Shout out to all my allergy suffering friends out there. You know how they say it's that time of year for allergies? Well, for me, it sort of feels like it's always that time of year. I thought I had tried everything until I recently discovered Astapro. Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. That's A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. Astapro and go. It's Fastapro. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Clink, clink. Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up. Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
She was spitting out blood and chunks of what she didn't realize at the time were pieces of her jaw.
Oh.
Dan grabbed onto Danielle's hand and looked at her. And they both looked at the river's edge, and this guy was just staring at them like a fucking monster. And Dan said to her, "Play dead." And so they both did. They both just laid in the river and let the river just sweep them down the stream. As they drifted down the river, another miracle happened. An angel, as some would call him, or a duck hunter, as he would probably call himself, was also standing at the river's edge at that time. He saw these two large pieces of something coming down. And as he kind of looked to see, you know, like, what the hell is that? He noticed it was a body, and actually two bodies. So he reached out and grabbed them. Now, I don't talk about divine intervention or the power of prayer, but I have to think by the grace of God or something bigger than ourselves that Danielle, when she was thrown into the river, she opened her eyes and she saw Dan, which is freaking incredible because, you know, this guy had to throw both of them in the river separately.
Yeah.
And she said, I mean, she was totally blacked out when she hit the river. When she opened her eyes, she was spitting out blood and chunks of what she didn't realize at the time were pieces of her jaw. Dan.
Holy shit.
Bad. Really bad.
It's intense. Yeah, that's crazy.
Dan held out his hand to Danielle and they both looked up and they saw this monster standing at the river's edge and watching them go downstream. Dan told Danielle to play dead, and they did. As they drifted down the totally smart, right? Like, just act like you're dead.
Yeah.
As they drifted down the river, another miracle happened. An angel, as some would say, or a duck hunter, as he would probably say, was also standing at the river's edge when he saw two large pieces of something coming down. He stopped and stared, and he noticed that it was actually a body, two bodies. So he reached out and grabbed them, and he pulled them both to shore. He could see that they were both in really, really bad shape. Blood was rushing out of their heads. What they think is in the icy cold water, it kind of like held their, like stopped their blood from rushing, you know, out of them. But once they were pulled out, they started to lose blood fast. Yeah. Ooh. They both couldn't speak. Danielle was in and out of consciousness and on the brink of death. The duck hunters went to call 911 and both Dan and Danielle were rushed to the hospital. Danielle was immediately placed in an induced coma. Her injuries were really severe. She had been shot through her jaw, and her jaw was in a million pieces. Dan was conscious, but he was unable to speak. He was on a ventilator, and the bullet went through the back of his ear, through his windpipe, and out. And both were in critical condition. Listen, I think about this because they said that Dan told her to play dead. It's like, but he had a bullet through his windpipe. It's like, this is where I'm like, somebody was looking out for these two. Like, they were both not meant to die this day.
Well, I'm glad, given the intensity of this story, that this is turning into a survival.
I know. Thing.
You're turning the Monday around. I was a little pissed.
I know.
We're supposed to be crime light. This is
crime heavy. I know, it really is. Shoot. It's still, to me, it still is very crime heavy. Even though they did survive and the story does end well, but fuck, man. I mean, I don't know. We could talk about the takeaways after. I don't know. So although these two were in shock and one was unconscious, both were unable to speak. The police knew that it was a critical time to try to find out who did this. Like, time is of the essence when it comes to these things. So they scoured the river's edge for any clues and they found the crime scene. And they found 9mm shell casings that laid by the river, in the river, a large amount of blood that was on the rocks and dirts where the tragedy occurred. And while Danielle couldn't provide any help, Dan, although mute, could write, and he did. He remembered a lot. He knew what the guy looked like. He was white, around 40 years old. He had a dog, a Rottweiler named Sam. He had a beat up red Chevy truck. He knew the type of gun this guy had and the type of shoes he wore, which were black Nikes. And it didn't take long for the police to have an idea of who this could be. There was one man they knew quite well, a man named William Babner. William, I can imagine, went by the name of Bill. But William is what they knew in the justice system. He had some arrests for drunk driving, domestic abuse, theft, just to name a few. He drove a red truck, a beat up old one, and he also owned a Rottweiler named Sam. So they pulled a photo lineup.
Sounds like that's your man.
Sounds pretty easy, right? They pulled the photo lineup and showed Dan a bunch of pictures of all these men, right? And immediately Dan picked out William's photo. As soon as he saw it, Dan was scared. His eyes were wide. Just his face alone, the cops knew that it was this guy. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response, or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Listeners, remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Ro's partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes, BMI, and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink.
William at the time was living with his girlfriend who had a child. I'm not sure if the child was the girlfriend's and not his, or it could have been his. I suspect it was not his child because I found another court record for William that was like a child custody record, and that was in 99, maybe 98. So I do know this guy has a spawn out there. Hopefully he or she got all of the mother's genes and none of his.
Word.
Cops knew that he had a gun, so they wanted to wait until the girlfriend and the child were out of the house before they swooped in and arrested William. And they did that, just that. The girlfriend left and then early in the morning, and then the kid left on the bus around 8, And right then they had the whole SWAT team and everything ready to go arrest William. In the home, they found his black Nikes with blood splattered on them. They found the 9mm handgun. He didn't seem to want to throw that one away. They found the truck, all the clothes he had on that day, and his poor dog, Sam. He was toast, and he knew it. But like all douche canoes, Gretchy, he would not plead guilty. He made these poor people have to relive their nightmare, and a nightmare it was, not just for that moment, but for a long time. Danielle had horrible nightmares for a very, very long time. Even after her surgeries and getting her face back to normal, she couldn't shake being scared to just walk alone, be in the dark. I mean, she went back to college, and I'd be fucking terrified, you know? And she was.
Yeah, I would be terrified. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if this is like, I would be worried that I would somehow blame the boyfriend, maybe, too, or even vice versa, that he would blame her. Like, they didn't do enough to, like,
well, funny,
help each other.
Funny you say that, because that is how Dan felt. Dan blamed himself. He blamed himself for the pain that Danielle experienced. I'm sure he blamed himself for him sitting there while she was being raped. I mean, the amount of guilt this guy felt was so severe that he could not talk to Danielle any longer. Like, every time he did, it was so hard on him. And so he distanced himself from her. It's got to be super hard. He also didn't go to therapy.
It's
right got to
be super hard. I also want to say that I'm not saying that that's how you should feel or whatever, because, you know, like, the point is always is that you survived. So whatever you did was the right decision, right?
Well, you know what the police say.
And he probably did save her life by telling her to pretend, you know, fake that she was dead.
By the way, what the police say is that Dan is actually the real hero in this, because he remembered everything, right? If it wasn't for Dan, they would have never probably caught this guy. And so, yes, there were things that he could say, but dude, I mean, it's a miracle. Like, the whole thing is a miracle. It's a miracle that he was in right with her at the river. It was that they both lived through gunshot wounds through the head. I mean, that doesn't happen ever. Happens rarely. Yeah. Rarely. And that they both would become conscious in the river and be not drowned. I mean, all of it is, it's incredible. It's an incredible story. Both of them spoke at the trial. William decided not to speak at the trial. William actually handed the judge a note at the end, and it said he wanted to fire his attorney because he didn't think he was accurately represented, which it's like, okay, go fuck yourself. They did try to say in his trial that he was hopped up on Xanax and Adderall and fucking, I don't know what else, alcohol and all these things all together made him do this. And he has no recollection or memory of that night, but I don't care. Like, you do something like that, you should fucking rot in hell. The judge was definitely not amused by this guy at all and gave him the maximum sentence to every single charge against him. And it was a woman. And she had them run consecutively instead of concurrently. So he was sent to prison for over like 160 years to 200 and something years. So essentially she gave him a life sentence, which he deserved. Like, he didn't murder them, but he murdered them. You know, like, that's what he was out there to do. And to me, I'm like, who else have you done that to? This was your first rodeo. I'm not buying that.
Yeah, hard to believe.
It's
right?
hard to believe that that was the first time somebody ever did something that crazy. William is currently incarcerated in Pennsylvania. I don't really have any other information on him. I think he's like 64 now. As for Dan and Danielle, they both met the loves of their lives in college. It wasn't each other. They married different people. They both have children of their own now. They have since rekindled their friendship over the years, probably after like many years of therapy.
That's healing. That's nice.
Yes. Danielle says in the 48 Hours special that their souls will forever be connected and they're very good friends now. And I agree. Their souls will probably always be connected. I mean, they definitely had something special. They both look like they are super thriving. One of Danielle's friends spoke also about Danielle's courage in college and how she got up, at some event for rape survivors, and she, in front of everybody, told her story, and it gave her like this real sense of empowerment, which I like look up to, you know. Dan has his PhD and he looks to be a very successful business guy.
Wow.
So everything is good. So all this this case was real tragic. I have to say, I'm really thrilled that these two are living to tell about it and they're successful humans in our society.
You know what it was? There was no foreplay, Tab. You just got right to the punch. You just took me to the dark place. You didn't lead me there this time.
I know.
I think that because we do, some pretty heavy shit, but
I started it.
That was a little, my gut was not expecting that.
I know. Sorry.
You know what I've been thinking about? So this is probably like 3 week old news, but we haven't discussed it. Mm-hmm. This Leslie Van Houten, do you know who that is? She was one of the Manson killers.
Yes. And she was let out of prison.
Right. Yes. After appealing. So she was 19 at the time. She stabbed two people to death. I know their family, the LaBiancas, are, you know, they've been attending her parole hearings like every year, which those poor families, when you're in that situation, they have to go to the hearings like every 5 years and stand before the parole board, you know, if they want to still continue to be heard.
And did they? Did so they say free. They didn't want her out?
No, they do not want her out. So what do we think about that?
Well,
I mean, she's a very old lady. I mean, part of me is like, I don't feel like she's a danger to society.
Listen,
I don't.
I think she probably has been reformed. I think she made a really, really, really poor decisions when she was pretty young and she was under the spell of somebody. I think it could happen to a lot of us.
I don't know if I could get stabby, Tab. I don't know.
I don't think I could get stabby unless it's like somebody was going after my children or somebody I love dearly. But
it's not like she robbed a bank. You know, I mean, she got stabby.
Yes, I know. But I don't know.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I'm conflicted about it because I think she's reformed, but I also think if it was my family, I would be like,
no way.
I'd be like, no, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. You don't get to taste the taste of freedom, anymore. And
I can imagine her life is not going to be that great. I can't just think about everything that's changed. She doesn't even know how to, you know, use a cell phone. There's so much has changed.
Yeah, she's got to go live in a halfway house now.
Yes.
She better go work for like, you know, the Angel Food Network or like something. Like, girl, you better make, if you got this time out,
I agree.
I'm not sure you should have or shouldn't.
Work for a nonprofit.
You better do something
good.
Extra fucking good.
Okay. I believe that. I think that's a great idea. Work for a nonprofit for people that have like been in cults or domestic abuse, anything like that, where you can put your, what happened to you, even though it was awful and you were the monster in this scenario, you can put that to good use.
Yeah. You know what other monster I've been reading about? I went down a little rabbit hole. You know, we don't talk about the Chris Watts case, even though there was that big Netflix documentary about it. But I stumbled upon because of my crazy history. There's all these people that think his girlfriend had helped him kill Shanann and the children. And now she's gone. I mean, I don't know.
She's
I don't,
not with the
I
guy
didn't
anymore.
See, I didn't.
I mean, she's not with him anymore.
There are people who say, there are prisoners who say she writes him letters.
Dude.
It's pretty crazy, right?
I would like to
know
that.
It's a rabbit hole. Feel free. I would like to know, too. It's interesting. She had some interesting Google searches. Apparently, she searched, like, how much money did Amber Fry make?
What?
Stuff
like that. How do they know that, though?
I think it was like in a police report or something. I'm not reporting this case, so I don't have all my facts straight. I'm just telling you, it was a small rabbit hole I went down because I was surprised to hear that because I actually just feel sorry for her. And maybe I still should. Maybe this is just internet fodder. But
I don't know. How can you feel sorry for her? I don't feel sorry for her. Because, yeah, it's like, it's, I don't know.
She was just trying to get banged.
But she was dating a married man.
Yeah, I mean, that is never a good idea, ladies. But I don't think that just dating a married man makes you a co-conspirator to, you know, murder.
I don't either.
Lots of people date married men.
Yes.
We have lots of listeners that write into us that have dated the married men.
We have lots of
They're not
friends,
co-conspirators for murder.
I know.
Yes, we have friends that have done it. Yeah.
You guys.
As long as it's not my man, you can live.
I love all of your stories, by the way. All of your juicy.
Oh, we love them. We can't get enough of them. Never stop sending them.
Please send more because I want to read all of it. I mean, even if you have a juicy story that doesn't entail like cheating, we love juicy stories.
We want to hear it. We're nosy.
We are. And we won't ever tell your name, so don't worry about that. We are tight-lipped, zoop, zoop. But it's fun, right? And it's fun to tell your juicy story. Jesus.
Word.
You get more juice when you listen to Patreon, too. We tell more of our juicy stories.
Word.
All right, so I think that's a wop for today. Like I told you on Thursday, nobody died. So
yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. If you want to follow us on all of the channels, please do, you know, whatever they are. Also, we're on YouTube. So if you haven't checked us out, I look like Barbie right now. I'm going to the movie. Hey, do you love this necklace? Isn't it so cute?
Yeah, I have like that exact. It's like paperclip style.
Yeah, but it's like all.
Yeah, I have one like that.
All neon colors.
Different colors. Yeah.
I'll buy you one.
No, that's your style.
What?
Oh, thanks.
it's not your style. My style.
That's a little more colorful. It's your style.
Especially today. Okay. So anywho, what? You have something to say?
No, that's it.
Okay. That's all. So check us out on YouTube.
That's all she wrote.
And if you haven't reviewed us, please do so. Apple likes those reviews and Gretchen can't get enough of them.
I can't.
Gretchen. She needs a little boost.
They give me diarrhea.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Clink, clink, guys.
Clink, clink.